Bishop Spong, most debaters would lose.
Answers with Ken Ham, a popular speaker at the Answers in Genesis conferences. Well, Bishop Spong, Ken, as you know, is the senior Episcopal bishop in America and an ardent evolutionist. But why would you claim that any theologian who might try to debate him would lose?
I remember when Bishop Spong put up 12 theses on a website. He was challenging the church to start a new reformation. Now, in these theses, he rejects the virgin birth, rejects the bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ, and the traditional understanding of the origin of sin. Now, surely, you might say, a Bible-trained Christian leader who's also a good speaker could win a debate with such a man? After all, doctrines like the virgin birth and the resurrection are essential to Orthodox Christianity. But the problem is this. Most Christian leaders today fall down in a key area. They believe in millions of years of history, and therefore accept there were millions of years of death and disease before man. And this is also what Spong believes, but at least he's consistent. Spong has applied this to the rest of the Bible. You see, that's why he would win most debates. He would show that compromising theologians were inconsistent by holding to millions of years, but were also trying to hang on inconsistently to a fall of man and the origin of sin and the rest of the Bible.
Some compromising Christians believe that there were really some ape men. But how could these creatures have been living and dying millions of years before Adam's fall? Read Ken Ham's free booklet on the origin of the different people groups at AnswersRadio.com.